Well, all of us are wanting to get those power bills down, and one of the ways we could do that is perhaps turning off and disposing of that second fridge. Yes, with the newer fridges doing a lot more for us economy-wise, up to three times the saving on your energy bill as the older fridges, you can potentially be using $300 or so on your power bill for having that second one laying around. So there is a way to dispose of it. And maybe a bit of cash coming away as well. It's the new fridge buyback scheme. To talk about that with us a little bit more is Graham Moore from that scheme. Good morning, Graham. Let's have a look at it. How did the fridge buyback scheme come about, and what is it all about?
Good morning. The fridge buyback scheme was originally supported by the New South Wales state government and was done as a bit of an experiment about 10 years ago in southern Sydney, and then it's gradually expanded to cover all the way up into the Hunter and all the way down into the Shoalhaven and out to the Blue Mountains. So a lot of councils involved now, and almost 60,000 fridges collected over the last few years.
Wow, that is massive. 60,000 fridges that who knows would end up in landfill or just sitting at home rotting away. Now, once you guys have collected the fridges, what happens to them?
The fridges are degassed to take all the old CFCs out of the refrigerant lines, which are very damaging to the environment, and then they're put through full metals recycling to get all the copper and mild steel out of them. And these old fridges, they're about 20 or 30 kilograms heavier than a modern fridge. They've got a lot of metals in them, and so it's important to try and get as much of that out as we can.
Yeah, and save and recycle the bits that can be reused elsewhere. Now, I know what people are probably thinking at this point. Hang on a minute. There are plenty of old fridges just rotting away in the bush on the side of the road. In fact, where I live near a main road the other day, there was just a fridge that somebody dumped there. I'm imagining there are some rules that dictate that I just can't go and just grab an old bashed up fridge and then hand it in for the money, can I?
No, those ones aren't eligible. The state government under the Energy Savings Scheme has set some fairly tight rules. They have to be working fridges, and they have to be second fridges. So you must have had two fridges running on your home electricity account for some time. You can't just have replaced your main fridge or turn in a broken fridge. The idea here is to try and persuade people to make genuine energy savings, to cut down by one fridge if at all possible. And it's based on really solid precedent from overseas. As you said in your intro, these old fridges use up to $300 of power a year. A lot of people have no idea that it's using that much. And, you know, they might only have two cans of soda in it in case the grandkids come by. It just doesn't make much sense for a lot of people to be using these.
That's a fair call. I mean, if you think of it this way, that $300 you're saving, you can be putting towards something else, and you're going to get a cash incentive. How can we get involved? Where can we have a look at the fridge buyback scheme if we'd like some more information, Graham?
1-800-708-401 if people want to call in, but there's also a great website at fridgebuyback.com.au. And all the information about the program is there, and we make regular collection runs in the Hunter area. We cover Newcastle, the Lake Macquarie, Cessnock, Maitland, Singleton. We've done about 3,500 fridges already across the Hunter region.
Graham, you and your team have been very, very busy. I will let you go so you can continue picking up those second fridges, and thank you for your time with us this morning.
Not a worry. Thank you very much.